Welcome to our class on Chassidus. We're going to be learning a beautiful Chassidic discourse from the Rebbe. The name of the Chassidic discourse is called Hashemayim Kisi. The Rebbe said this Chassidic discourse on Shabbos Parshas Kedoshim, it was the second day of Rosh Chodesh Iyar, in the year Tavshin Lamed Vav, 48 years ago. The Rebbe went on to certify and edit this Chassidic discourse in honor of the second day in the month of Iyar, in the year Tavshin Memtes, 35 years ago. So again, the Chassidic discourse is based on the verse in the prophets, where the prophet says, "Hashemayim kisi," Hashem says, "The heaven is my throne. The aretz hadayim ragli, and the earth is my place where my footstool is. Eize bayis asher tivnu li, what house can you build for me?" But the prophet says, "V'alzeh abit al ani v'nachei ruach." This is what I look for. I look for the poor person and the broken person. So Rebbe says it's known, the question that's brought down, the fact that we know Hashem doesn't have an image of a body. So what are you going to say? Hashem, the heaven is his chair and the earth is his footstool. What does Hashem have to do with a body? Also, we have to understand, what does the verse say? Eize bayis asher tivnu li, what house can you build for me? And what do I look for? I look for someone that's poor and broken spirit. So the question is, what is this powerful quality of someone that's poor and a broken spirit? And it was even though that, what house can you build for me? But no, you know what I'm going to look for? Someone that's poor and a broken spirit. What's that all about? And remember, the point of the explanation is that when we say heaven and we say earth, we're referring to Torah and mitzvot. And like Joseph has explained at length in the Chassidic discourse of Torah Oyer, that generally, heaven is connected to Torah. We receive the Torah from heaven. Mitzvot are given us down this world. And that is our spiritual work with our neshama, but specifically with the lower three levels of our nefesh, ruach, and neshama of our soul. What is bayis spiritually? That's the work of b'chol ma'oitcha, with all the whole might, which is without any limits. And that comes from the level of the soul of chaya and yechida. And so therefore, what does it mean, eize bayis, what house shall you build for me? What does that mean? That even the work of bayis, which means without limits, which is referring to our spiritual work of our yechaya and yechida of our soul, a very, very high level, and through that you actually bring down makkah, very, very high level stuff in this world. And it was what house could you build for me? Because even the most powerful, lofty spiritual service of makkah, of chaya and yechida, it's only a ray. So again, there's no question about it that yes, Torah mitzvahs, nefesh ruach neshama, and bayis makifim, which is chay yechid, is very, very powerful, but they're only a ray. But what does Hashem look at? What is azeh abid al ani v'nechei ruach? Someone that's poor and broken. What does that mean practically? That is referring to the level of bittul, acceptance. Ani, someone that's poor, someone that's a broken spirit, has real bittul. And then when you have bittul, then you draw down the essence of Hashem. Elzeh abid. You want to connect to the essence of Hashem. That comes through bittul and acceptance. And everything you can say that this is the connection between the haftorah of a Shemayim Kisi, which normally a Shemayim Kisi is read on Shabbat Rosh Chodesh, Shabbat Rosh Chodesh. Why? Because what happens on Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh is that's when the moon gets born again. And what happens when the moon is born? It's only a small dot. And what does a dot resemble? Like the bittul acceptance. In other words, there's nothing to it. It's only a small dot. And not only that, a drop before the moon is actually born, it's totally in a level of bittul. In other words, it's not even a dot. And specifically, from when it's not even a dot, that's how you have the birth of something new. In other words, when you have total bittul, total acceptance, total nullification, then you receive a brown new light. It's called the Chadosh, a new light from the sun. In other words, and to draw down this light, it's from the sun itself, because we know there's nothing new under the sun, but actually it comes from higher than the sun. And that's why in Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, so again, Rosh Chodesh is the idea of bittul acceptance. They read the Haftorah of a Shemayim Kisi, and where it says, what does Hashem look for? Al-Ani when a Keruach, we learned before, which is the level of bittul acceptance, that because what happens when the person is in the level of bittul and acceptance, you draw in a very, very high new light, just like a Rosh Chodesh, when through the bittul, when there's no moon, that creates a new light, Chadash, higher than the sun. The same thing also through the bittul, we draw in very, very powerful energy. Rebbe says he'd like to say, you'd like to add, and to explain the verse that says, "Velze abit." What do I look at? El ani, someone that's poor. In other words, what is he referring to? Not only the idea. Till now we learned ani means someone that's poor, bittul acceptance. But there is no, even someone that's literally poor, spiritually. What does it mean, spiritually poor? Poor bedas, in the level of intellect. What does that mean? The person is poor. They don't have das. They don't have an understanding in godliness. So if that's the case, they don't have an understanding of godliness, how do they connect to God? They serve God through emunah, through faith, which is lower than logic and understanding. A person thinks and comprehends, etc. So from this perspective, emunah is lower. But nevertheless, since this idea of being poor, in other words, the level of emunah, faith, which is lower than logic, we also have the upgrade of it, which basically means the level of bittul acceptance. So that's why Hashem says, yeah, I look to that. So in other words, there's the idea of being bittul, a person works himself to be bittul. Here he's saying even deeper, even when you don't have anything, but you have emunah, you have faith, Hashem looks at that emunah, which is even lower than logic. And just like we find by the moon, but even though when you have the birth of the moon, it's only a little dot, and how much more so before the little dot, it's totally concealed and it doesn't shine. But nevertheless, because why is it not there? Because it's coming from a place of bittul, it's nullification. You're able to draw in a powerful new light, which is even higher than the light of the sun. And Rebbe said he'd like to connect this with the explanation of the Rebbe Maharash, the fourth Chabad Rebbe. And we're celebrating his birthday on the second day of the month of Iyar. So based on the verse that says, "Uvirashay chadshechem," in the heads of the months. So the question he asks is, why does it say, "Uvirashay chadshechem"? Rashay means plural, multiple heads. Why are you saying multiple heads? And he explains, because month, is the month on spiritual is referring to which sphere? It's referring to the sphere of Malchus. And so Rashi is referring to the idea of the faith, and in faith there's two dots, the two points. That's why he says Rashi is two levels of faith. In other words, what does that mean? It's two levels of faith, because he says when you have the Hebrew alphabet, you have the alphabet and you have the vowels. One of the vowels is called a segel, which basically is two dots and one dot in the bottom. That's a segel. So what happens in the segel, you have the two on top, which are lined up, then you have the middle one. So where's the middle one? It's not under the right or the left. It's actually centered between the two. So that's a segel. Then there's something which is called a segulta, which is just the opposite. So you have the two dots which are on the bottom, and you have the dot which is on top. So in other words, you have a segel again. You have the dot in the bottom, two on top. Segulta is just the opposite. You have the two, and the one is on top. So you have two types of dots. One is either on below, regular segel, and one is on top, a segulta. The same thing also when it comes to faith, there's two dots. In other words, in the revealed state, you have the dot on the bottom, and then there's also a high dot, because we know there's a concept in Kabbalah that no, it's chalas v'masayif, when the beginning is wedged in the end, and the end is wedged in the beginning. In other words. So what did Rebbe just introduce? That you have the idea of a moon of faith, but you have two different levels of faith. You have the faith on the bottom and faith on the top. And he's going to explain. So he says like this. The spiritual work of being poor and broken of spirit, like we explained before, is referring to the level of moon. You don't comprehend, but you have faith. In other words, so that has to be even before the spiritual work of a Shemayim Kisi V'Hartzadim Ragli. And what we just learned, Shemayim is referring to Torah, and Arish is referring to Mitzvot. Even before you learn Torah, even before you do the Mitzvot, you have to have a faith. And how much more so before the spiritual work of what Ezer Bais Tribunali, which we learned before, is referring to without any limits. So even before that, you have to have faith. Why is that? Because the fact is that faith, acceptance is the foundation for everything. So before you start learning Torah, doing mitzvahs, going off the charts, you have to come with a perspective of emunah, faith, bittul acceptance. Now, however, in the beginning, so you're coming from a level of faith, acceptance, which is described in the verse as poor. That's literally, you need to have faith in Hashem. It knows, even though you have to comprehend certain things, but the fact is, because you faith is coming from a place of you're poor in knowledge. After you introduce the relation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with faith, then you start working with your internal powers, which is a Shemayim Kisiv Arts or Doim Ragel, which means learning Torah and doing mitzvahs. And then with the external powers, the Kleichas Makifim, which is the house, and the poorness beforehand is like it says. So what, that's the case. If that's the case, what's the idea? What's the idea of the poor beforehand? Why is it poor? Because it says that Pesi Yamin Lachal Davar. It means a fool believes everything. And who was that referring to? Moshe Rabbeinu. And it was, even though Moshe Rabbeinu understood. He was, he's the one that went to Hashem and got us the Torah. But nevertheless, everything that he had in a level of faith. Why? Because if he understood, why, where's faith come in? So the second level of play comes from the perspective of that even after you understand everything, even after you learn and you do mitzvahs, but then you think for one second, Hashem is infinite. We're finite. And I'll say that in Kabbalistic terms, less machshava tfisa blei klal. We can't comprehend God. So because we can't comprehend God, so we're all like nothing in front of Hashem. And therefore, that creates a higher level of faith. So in other words, in generally, you have the being poor, which is in the beginning of the service of Hashem, which is the acceptance lower than understanding, and then you have being poor afterwards, which is actually a much deeper level of acceptance, which is called bittul metzias of understanding. In other words, before we go for this, what's Rebbe saying? He's saying it's like this. It's almost like a sandwich. You start off serving Hashem, faith. I know nothing. I'm ready to accept everything. That's the introduction. Then you learn. Then you do the mitzvahs, then you comprehend, you're doing the mitzvahs, the actions, and then you even go above board without limits, but then you come to the realization, after all said and done, my big wisdom and understanding and my Torah mitzvahs, and again, it's amazing, but guess what? Compared to Hashem, it's nothing. And that brings you to the higher level of acceptance, which is called bittul b'metzias. And Rebbe said, you can say, that's why the verse says, what do I look at? El oni, someone that's poor, and a keruach, someone that's broken. And where does it say it? It says after Shemayim Kisi. In other words, even though the faith that is in the beginning of the service, it reaches, so to speak, Hashem, and like we know that the expression is that, you know, that someone that's simple always says Baruch Hashem, etc., because obviously they're connecting to Hashem. But the fact is that what does Hashem really look at? What's the ultimate relation? And what is it like the greatest connection and the revelation of the essence of Hashem? That actually comes from the faith after the knowledge. So in other words, what the Rebbe is saying is like this. The faith before, which is huge, that's the introduction. But after you learned, after you did the mitzvahs, after you're so connected, you're able to stop and say, you know what? Whew. Me compared to Hashem is nothing, and I'm totally accepting. Much harder. But that gets you to the essence of Hashem. And Rebbe said, you can say that these three ideas, which basically means the poor faith before we start doing our work, and then the work of learning a Shemayim Kishu, which is learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, and then being poor afterwards, the ultimate acceptance, is just like the three divisions in the fruit of the tree, like in our parsha. In other words, in our parasha, it speaks about the 3 years of Arla, where you can't touch, or you plant a new tree, you can't touch it. And then the fourth year, you have to bring it to Israel. And the fifth year, you can do whatever you want. Those are the three stages. And they're also going to tie that concept into the same idea. And it sounds like this. When you have a tree, and you plant a tree, so you plant it in the earth. Earth, and the sphere says, which sphere? The sphere of Malchus. What is a tree? The tree is referring to Zer Ampin, which is the 6 midos. So when you plant a tree in the earth, spiritually you're taking Zah, the six midos, and you're putting it into Malchus. Like it's, the verse says, Kisavoya Lord, you come to land, Unatatem Kaleitz Machal, you're taking Zah and putting it into Malchus. Now, when you draw in Zah into Malchus, that's the spiritual concept of planting a tree, there's 3 levels. In the first 3 years. So what happens is Malchus, which was the earth that received the tree. So where did it receive it from? Only from the last 3 spheres of Zoh. So even though you're planting a tree, which is Zoh, the 6 midos, but it's only the last 3 spheres, which is called Netzach Hoyd Yisoid. So the first 3 years, Netzach Hoyd Yisoid is connecting to Malchus. Now, but since the main idea of these 3 midos of Netzach Hoyd Yisoid, what are they? They're all about functional. They're all about action. So therefore, the emotion of Netzach HaYisoid is similar to Malchus. Why? Because what's Malchus? That's the source of the what's created afterwards, and it makes room for someone that someone's her exists. And because it's all about making room for an existence, you can have in Hebrew it's called Yinikas Chitzonim. Unfortunately, it can draw out to wrong places, and that's the connection of the explanation that says the first 3 years is connected to the three spheroids of Netzach HaYisoid, with the explanation that says the first 3 years of the tree is connected to the three impure klipot. Why? Because when Malchus, the earth, receives only from where Netzach HaYisoid, which are functional spheroids, unfortunately it's going to leach out to the three impure klipot. And therefore, the fruit of those 3 years is Arla, and it's forbidden to have any benefit from it. So that's the first 3 years. And those Nahi, Netzach HaYisoid is going to Malchus, and because it's only functional, it could leach out, and that's where you can't use it. What happens in the fourth year? So now Malchus receives from a higher level. It receives from Tiferes, which is the bottom half of Tiferes, or the two bottom halves of Tiferes, but not the top part. And because it receives from the bottom part of Tiferes, that's why the fruit of the fourth year is called Kodesh Hilulim Hashem. It's holy, praising to Hashem, because praising it goes in the concept of Tiferes. And like it says, Mahalim, you praise L'Shem Tifartecha. So that's the fourth year. So the fourth year, again, is connected to the lower level, either the bottom third or the bottom two-thirds of Tiferes, and that's why it's holy for Hashem. What happens in the fifth year? So Malchus, the earth, receives from the highest level of Tiferes, and that's why it says in reference to the fifth year, L'choysef lechem tuasei, to add into the Tuah. In other words, at the four levels of Tiferes, of the fourth year, Netzach HaYisoid, of the first 3 years, are connected to the four names of Yudke Vavke, but in the fifth year, you bring in from the top of the Yud, which is connected to the idea of Kesser. Now, so that's on a spiritual level. But now the Rebbe is going to explain this idea of the 3 years, the fourth year, and the fifth year, the way on a practical level, the way we can use to serve Hashem. And the Rebbe says, you can say like this, what is Malchus? Earth is Malchus, is referring to when a person learns Torah and does the mitzvahs in actuality. In your thought, in your speech, and in your action. Now, when you fulfill the Torah mitzvahs, you're learning Torah, you do mitzvahs in action. How does that happen? Because by you drawing into your thought and your speech and your action. Now, that can happen, there says, in three different ways. In other words, it can happen in the first level, corresponding to the 3 years, where you're drawing into Malchus, which means learning Torah, doing mitzvahs, thought, speech, and action, but you're drawing in from where? Which emotions? Netzach HaYisoid. And we said these three midos, the last 3 minutes before Malchus, is all about action. You're like a robot, you're a machine, you're doing it. Now, even though Netzach HaYisoid is connected to the idea of our feet, which take us to where we have to go, which means, and going in the way of Hashem, but nevertheless, because it's only Netzach HaYisoid, it's great, it's amazing, keep on doing it. But because it's only functional, what are you lacking? The higher midos, the higher emotions, so you have no passion, and you have no compassion doing learning Torah mitzvahs. Because where does compassion come from? Where does energy come from? It comes from love and awe of Hashem. So what happens is, if you're only serving Hashem from Netzach HaYisoid as a functional human being, so what can happen is, and you're lacking the fire of love for Hashem, you're going to lose. You're going to conk out. You're going to become weak in serving Hashem, and especially in areas where you have to like go above and beyond, where you have to sanctify yourself, even in things that are permissible, and you're not going to go that extra mile. And up to the point, you're going to start at first, you're not going to do things that, like extra things. But then you're going to come to the point, unfortunately or tragically, that you're going to do things which are forbidden. And even things are forbidden that you can't even have any benefit from it. And therefore, what happens? You're just doing practicing a scoffia. And again, it's a very high level as long as you're doing and with thought, speech, and action. The problem is, if it's only Netzach HaYisoid, unfortunately, it's going to dry up. So you just push yourself. In Kabbalistic terms, it's called a skafia. You practice restraint. You really want to, you know, you're torn. And you practice restraint and you do what you're supposed to. And really, you can say that this is like the level of the faith before intellect understanding. Why? Because it's like the being poor before you understand. You know, and even though, and in this level of faith, yeah, you reach the essence of Hashem. But it's not the reveal part, like we learned before. And like it's explained in the Kutei Torah, in reference to the 3 years of Arla, literally, that this that a person, so to speak, the first 3 years, you literally have to break your desire, and you wait literally patiently or unpatiently for 3 years, and you fulfill the biblical negative precept that for the first 3 years you shouldn't touch it. Like for example, we accept whatever Hashem wants, and we literally connect to Hashem. We're doing whatever Hashem wants, but the problem is you're not doing it in a way where I'm so happy to do what Hashem wants. Because happy, that's revelation. And like he explains in the Kutei Torah, that praising Hashem comes from, like the lights are on. But you're doing it just in the level of what? Of acceptance. Okay, so the first 3 years, just to recap, is Malchus, which means you're doing everything. You're learning, you're praying, you're studying, you're doing mitzvot, but you're just a human, you're just a function. And again, it's great, it's amazing, it's better than nothing. Obviously, it's huge. It's kafia, but you're lacking the fire. And when you're lacking the fire, unfortunately, you're not reaching the ultimate Hashem, and it's hard, and you're practicing your kafia, you're practicing your strength. But what happens after you come to the fourth year? That what happens in the fourth year, in Malchus, in again the learning Torah, doing mitzvahs, you're also bringing in from Tiferet. What does that mean practically? That in your thought, and in your speech, and in your action, you're actually bringing in the emotion. Which emotions? Love and awe for Hashem. And joy, and beauty. And then when you have the love and awe for Hashem, and then you're able to, so to speak, be Kodesh Hilulim Hashem, you're able to connect to Hashem. And then what happens when you have passion, when you love Hashem, you're in awe of Hashem, you're happy about it, you don't have to push away a scoff, you push away the bad. Because what happens is when a person loves Hashem, something which is bad, something which is evil, it's disgusting actually. And you don't have to push it away. You just want to be busy with the light. When a person is on fire, when you have the love for Hashem, the joy for Hashem, you don't have to deal with negativity. It's not in your world. It's not in your radar. And that's why when it comes to the fourth year, what does it say? All the fruit are holy. And it says, Kodesh Hilulim Hashem. What does Hilul mean? Like the author explains in the Kutei Torah based in the verse, V'ata Kodesh, a beautiful insight. V'ata Kodesh, you, holy Hashem, Yoishev, what causes you to sit down? To Hilul Yisrael, when the Jewish people praise you. And it's why is Hashem sitting and getting involved in the world, even though he's totally disconnected? When we are happy and we praise Hashem from joy and love, that's what causes Hashem to be drawn down to this world. And that's similar, like the spiritual work of Nefesh Ruach Neshama, which is again, Shammai and Kisar Tzarmai, which is referring to learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, and also from Makif, Chai Yechidah, which is the house, which is basically going the extra mile, and through that you bring down into the internal powers, and into the Makif, you bring it down all into this world. But then what happens is, even though it's huge, the fourth year, again, you're learning Torah, you're doing mitzvahs, it's thought, speech, and action, and you love Hashem, and you're in awe of Hashem, and you have happiness, and you're connecting to Nefesh Ruach Neshama, Chai Yechidah, but the fact is, it's only coming from a revealed place. And like the author explains in Kutei Torah, based on the verse where it says, Moedim Anachnu Lach, we're accepting to you Hashem, Umahalin, we praise L'Shein Tvartecha, that the Moedim, the acknowledgement is L'chat Hashem, which means the Ezra Hashem, but the praising is the name Hashem to the name of a beauty, which is again a revelation part. But it's not over. Then you come to the fifth year. In the fifth year is to add Tuah, which means to add light. And what does that mean? You're drawing in, like we said before, from the dot on top of the yud. Because we said before, the 4 years connected yud, kei, vav, kei, and the 5th year is connected to the dot on top. So what does that mean practically? What does that mean in our service Hashem? That's referring to the faith that comes after the knowledge. In other words, when the faith comes from the recognition, and I'll say it in Aramaic, that less machshava tvisa beklal. As much as you learn, and as much as you study, and as much as you're happy with Hashem and everything, you realize, guess what? We can't really comprehend Hashem. And that's when you connect to the essence of Hashem. In other words, in this level of faith, which comes after learning, after doing the mitzvahs, after the meditation, you have both qualities. One is you're reaching the essence of Hashem, and B, the essence gets revealed. In other words, this level of faith, we realize how great Hashem is. We can't comprehend Him. And all the prayers is only just like to name Hashem. And the fact is, when you reach the essence of Hashem, there's no praying. It's just the level of what? Faith and acknowledgement. That's the highest level. And you can say that this, that the fruit of the fourth year, you only eat in Jerusalem. It's holy fruit. You can only eat in Jerusalem. And we said that's not the highest level. But when you come to the highest level, the fruit of the fifth year, you can eat it all over. It seems to be just the opposite. And Eric says, no, because the revelation of the fourth year, as great as it is, you're happy and you're connected to Hashem, it's still finite. And therefore, the praising of this fruit, you have to bring it to Jerusalem to praise Hashem and to thank Hashem. But however, when it comes to the revelation of the fifth year, that's already without limits. Acceptance is without limits. And therefore, when you're accepting Hashem, it's actually, you're adding into the wheat. And that's all over. And even things that don't have holiness. And not only, you can even eat it in impurity. But when a person basically is accepting in Hashem on the level where there's no holiness, then what happens is you're actually drawing in from the essence of the infinite light, which is higher than having any connection with the spheroids. So you're connecting to the highest level, but then you're bringing it down to the lowest level. And by connecting to the highest level and bringing it down to the lowest level, you're actually fulfilling and completing the tremendous dream, desire that Hashem had to have a Dira Yisbarech, a dwelling of Hashem down in the materialistic world, into the lowest place where Hashem is not recognized. We literally make a dwelling place for the essence of the infinite part of Hashem. And everything I'd like to add, that when a person does this spiritual work of the fourth year, because the fact is, on its own, it's a finite process. But it comes after the spiritual work of the 3 years before. So what happens then is, you create a jumping even in the fourth year. And because the fact that the first 3 years, it's all about iskafia, so you're jumping, and you create that energy in the fourth year as well. And that's one of the reasons why that the spiritual work of the fourth year, we come to the tremendous level. You can't just go to the fifth. You have to have the first 3 years of restraint, and then enjoyment, and then to the ultimate acceptance, and then we come to the highest level of the fifth year. So the purpose thing is, it's not like you can go straight to the fifth. You go for 3 years. Iskafia, acceptance, then you have the year of where it's praising Hashem, etc., and then you go to the ultimate acceptance, you connect to the essence of Hashem and bring it down into this world. Rebbe says you like to connect this with the teaching of the birthday boy of the Rebbe Marash, which is Tiferes Shabbat Tiferes, the beauty of beauty, and he says that what you have to be lechatchila Rebbe, to begin with you have to go off the charts. Rebbe says it should be the will of Hashem by doing our actions and our work, and especially lechatchila a river, going straight to the top, total acceptance, the essence of Hashem, bringing down Hashem here. We're going to have the voice of Hashem is jumping on the mountains and coming to take us out of Golas. And like the Medrash says in the verse, Kol doidi hines abom dalagar mekavetz alagvoris, and the Medrash explains it's referring to the King Messiah, that He's going to come and redeem us, and He's going to take us standing upright to Eretz Yisrael, and Rebbe finishes off, it should happen Bekarev Mamish very, very soon and very, very quickly. So here you have a beautiful, beautiful Chassidic discourse. Rebbe explains two levels of faith. And again, it's a process. You start with the first level of faith, then Torah Mitzvahs, and then the joy and happiness, but then the ultimate level of faith that the fact is, how can we compare it to the infinite of Hashem? And by going to that level, like Rebbe says, L'chatchila Rebbe will all merit to Hashem coming and jumping and taking us out of Golas. And God willing, our next class will be in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. Have a great and blessed week. Shavua Tov.